A constitutional amendment defining marriage as being only between a man and a woman would offend commentator Pat Morrison. As part of a series of commentaries this week, she says that's just not fair to heterosexuals.
Why do so many people want to extend special protections to homosexuals? That's exactly what banning gay marriage would do. I stand four square against special treatment, and outlawing gay marriage is definitely special treatment. A ban would exempt gays from the rigors and demands of matrimony. Contemplate the unfairness of it all. Two heterosexuals meet, they date, they hit it off, maybe move in together, and pretty soon one of them is dropping hints about a wedding. But no gay man or woman in the nation has to squirm and rationalize and say, "Darling, I'd love to marry you, but I'm not ready to settle down. I was married before and it didn't work out. Marriage just ruins everything." Instead, the law simply hands gays gift-wrapped, the best reason of all for dodging the altar. "I love you, but I can't marry you because it's against the law." Figure this. Condé Nast Bridal Group calculates that the average price tag for an American wedding is now $22,360. In a lot of places, that's still a decent down payment on a house. Not only do gays get to save all this dough, but they're spared embarrassing wedding shower gifts, high-decibel in-law showdowns, and guest list nightmares, and wedding day tantrums and disasters. Because about half of all marriages end in divorce, a constitutional amendment against gay marriage would give homosexuals bulletproof protection against nasty alimony and property settlement hearings, and no big checks to make out to divorce lawyers. Is this fair? And the marriage tax penalty. An unmarried, double-income gay couple can still come out ahead of the wedded straights even without factoring in deductions for children. While he and she are burning the midnight oil to pay the marriage penalty, he and he are burning the candle at a table at some smart little bistro, living it up on the money they should be handing over to the government like the rest of us. If that isn't discrimination, what is? Stop this blatant special interest protection. Let gays get married. Make them pay, like the rest of us.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.